I'm sure that you're aware by now, on Facebook and some other social networking sites, and maybe in your own church or your own house of fellowship, that people bring about a debate in debating the law versus grace. And I'm here today to share some truths with you that I think that will set you free from the position of having to debate anything. You know, we who are in Christ really don't have anything to debate anymore. We're not under the law. We're in Christ Jesus. He is our law. He is the one who lives in us, enables us to be free, to be out from any kind of rule-keeping system that you find yourself under, whether it's the Ten Commandments or it's a rule-keeping system that you put yourself under to be pressurized into performance. Did you know that the mentality of being under the law or ever being under the law today in the church is deception? I call it the great deception. And I'm here to tell you that the enemy has a field day to try to keep people in the delusion to think that they was ever under a law and that they have to keep a certain command, or the commandments being the Big Ten or the Mosaic Law, to be right with God. Well, most of us grace folks know that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. But I want to tell you something that you may not know. Did you know that the Mosaic Law was never meant to be for the Gentiles? It was written to the Jews. So how can I say to myself that I was ever under a law to begin with? I never was a Jew. I'm not a descendant from the Jewish nation. Did you know the Abrahamic promise that God promised Abraham, that you shall bear a son, that in you, through your seed, that you will inherit the world? Do you know that's a covenant of promise and not of law? Abraham never was under the Mosaic Law. The law of Moses came after Abraham, but the Mosaic Law was written only to the Jews when they started coming out of the wilderness before they went into the promised land. And the greatest deception that you can ever put yourself under is to thinking you ever was under a law to begin with. You know, the problem was not the law. The problem was sin and death, which Jesus came as a Jew. He was born under the Jewish law so that he may fulfill the law, as the law was the only charge that the enemy could accuse anyone in the nation of Israel of disobeying, and thus could not be made righteous. That's why no flesh can be made righteous by obeying the law, because the flesh is the carnal man, and which does not yield to the Spirit of God. So it goes all the way back to Adam. Adam was not a Jew. He was not an Israelite. And Abraham, when he received the promise that Abraham would be the father of many nations, was 430-something years before the law came into effect. So what was the purpose of the law? The purpose of the law was to keep the Jewish nation under some kind of a guardianship so that they wouldn't be so chaotic and run wild, so that the world would be thrust into so much chaos that the Messiah never would have came. The law was to corral, if you will, people into doing somewhat right. It was a thing to curtail sin so that the Messiah, the Redeemer, would come by the promise that was given Abraham, which was promised through prophets in the Old Testament. Even Moses prophesied of it, of the Messiah, saying, "There will be one like me raised up among your brethren. Hear him." Don't hear the law, hear him. But the Jews were so tied up in obeying the law, thinking they had something with God by obeying the law, that they forgot all about the promise. And you know, so many people today is so wrapped up in obeying a rule system, mainly the Mosaic law, that we think that we was under at one time. They get so wrapped up in this delusion that it torments their soul, which was never there to torment the soul to begin with. It was just to corral the people so that sin wouldn't be so rampant that the promise could not come through Abraham. By Abraham believing, by the prophets prophesying that the Messiah would come. But here's the real deal. The problem, as the Apostle Paul said, was never the law. He said the law is holy, just, and good. It's God's character. It's who God is. You know, love God. Love your neighbor. Don't steal from your neighbor. I mean, what's wrong with that? You know, we wouldn't want anybody to mistreat us. The golden rule is basically the law. Treat others as you would have them to treat you. But see, the problem never was the law. The problem was sin and death, in which Jesus came, born under the law, came under the system that the enemy could use to accuse and to charge God's people of failing to be righteous. It was a torment of the conscience, but it was never meant to be. That's where Paul said, "What was supposed to give me life, I found another law working in me that took what was good, meant to be good, and it brought death to me because of my carnality or my flesh." He says, "I have a struggle. I want to do what's right, but I cannot." You never can do what's right under a law system. It will torment your conscience. But Jesus came to deliver us from the death and the sin that we inherited from Adam. And so the promise was to Abraham that you will be heir of the world and your descendant, your seed. So if we're in Christ, we have been delivered from sin and death. He has reconciled the world to himself. He has taken care of what holds us captive. And so why would we want to put ourselves under the delusion that we must keep something that's already been fulfilled, but even on before, go on more than that, that it was never designed for the Gentile? I mean, imagine that. You know, it wasn't writ to the Assyrians. It wasn't written to the Babylonians. It wasn't written to all these nations. Did you know the land of Canaan was already blessed land before the children of Israel got there? It was blessed. It was flowing with milk and honey. The milk and honey didn't come when the Israelites showed up. You know, it was a blessed land even when sin was in it. The enemy was in it. The enemy just had to be kicked out. And see, that's the deal today. The enemy, our enemy, is sin and death. It cannot reside in the promised land. And so when we realize that we're no longer under a law, that the law was never meant for us, what freedom does that bring? What hope and aspirations does that bring? What life does that bring? Knowing that nothing holds us in captivity. Not sin, not death, not accusation, not enemy. Folks, we need to get a hold of this, because the Jewish nation is not the same as the Gentile nation. But in Ephesians 2, it says Christ has come as a Jew to break down that middle wall that divides us so that we become one new nation in Christ. You know, the old is gone and the new has come. And Galatians 3:13 says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, and that is receiving the Holy Spirit The promised Holy Spirit, that was the promise all along. And I want you to meditate on this, thinking, man, what freedom we have, knowing that we've been delivered from the law of sin and death. We now operate in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 8. And we have the power and the hope that nothing can conquer us. That's where Paul come up with the saying in Romans 8. He says, we are more than conquerors. There is nobody, nothing that can defeat us. We are the sons and daughters of God. Those are in Christ. And those who are not in Christ should be so excited about the message of the gospel of peace that they would desire to want to be in the family of God. So I encourage you today, meditate on this. And if you've got yourself under a law system, get out of it, because the enemy's having a field day with you.